and welcome to Trend UK, your shortcut to popular culture from the British Council. In the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about mates and money. Moving away from home to go to university can be a stressful time. First, there are all the social pressures that can be encountered, and then there's the strain on your pocket, what with living expenses, books and going out with your friends, and on top of all that, you've got to study as well. So, is there a way to be careful with your money and have a good and productive time? Our reporter Mark went to meet the students at a large UK university to find out.
Looking around the student union at this university, everyone seems to be having a good time, but the reality is that students are often on a tight budget, and going out with your friends for a meal or a drink is something that often has to be thought about quite carefully. I've assembled a group of typical students here who are going to tell us what it's like to have so many social opportunities and yet be on a budget, and hopefully they can give us the tips for having the best and cheapest of times. How do you find the cost of living here?
Very expensive.
Everything, including clothing, accommodation, travelling, everything is expensive, yeah.
In terms of housing, transport especially.
So what do you think you spend most on?
Transport, I think. Yeah, food, if you eat at home, it's very cheap.
The train, in a week you're spending more than £100.
And how do you afford clothing? I mean, trendy isn't cheap.
I'm from China, and actually in my place there's also nice clothes there. So I normally bring my clothes here.
So you don't shop here, you shop at home?
Yeah, all that from home, except jackets. I love jackets, so I make sure that if there's any sale going around, especially Boxing Day, I go and loot the shopping centre and buy all the stuff I can get in cheap prices.
And what's the social side like?
I love it because it has so many cultures. I was so shocked actually. It took me quite some time because it's Chinese, Japanese, African people, and I like that. To me, it's very interesting.
I'd like to go for movies with my friends once a month or like that, and also for dinner.
I'm a very social person. I love socializing with people and meeting new people, and I love partying. Thankfully, I don't drink and I don't smoke. So the only expenses, like, you know, maybe entry fee to the disco clubs or something like that.
And do you have any money-saving tips for other people who might want to come and work or study here in the UK?
Just have to watch anything you buy. Just don't impulse buy things.
If you rent a house with your friends, then it will be cheaper.
I teach a lot. I teach piano and the violin, so that covers a little bit of what I want to spend on clothes and stuff and extras, yeah.
I bought DVD player so I can see all the movies at home, so I can entertain myself at home. Cheaper.
Don't drink too much.
Well, plenty of good advice here from the students. Thanks to all of you for coming along.
Our reporter Mark with the students there. And that's it for this time. Please remember that the opinions expressed in Trend UK are those of the individuals concerned and not necessarily the views of the British Council. Don't forget, you can find out about studying in the UK by checking our website, www.britishcouncil.org. That's www.britishcouncil.org. Just follow the links under Learning. And while you're on the website, you can also update your English by checking out the words and phrases in the Trend UK online glossary. And tell us what you think by sending us a comment or voting in the online poll. But for now, from me and all the Trend UK team, bye-bye.